This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol. And joining me is Jeannie Lester. We are on 107.7 WTPL in the Concord, Manchester, and Lakes region, as well as streaming all around the world on WTPLFM.com, which is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And anytime during the show, we would love to hear from you. You can give us a call at 866-823-1077. We'd love to hear of a new place that may be opening up, or a new place you've eaten at, or a recipe you'd like to share, or if you just want to chat with us. Again, the number is 866-823-1077. We'd also like to welcome our live audience here to the Beacon Building at 814 Elm Street in downtown Manchester. You can come and have lunch at Midtown Cafe, and today you can come and decorate your own cupcake for dessert, right?
What an absolute fantastic day to come out and something fun and different to do during your lunch hour or whatever you're doing in the middle of this day. Bring a couple friends down and it puts a little something different into the middle of the week.
That's
almost
right.
End of the week.
And you can learn some more things about King Arthur Flour. They're located up in Vermont, and they're here visiting us today, so it's pretty exciting.
It is exciting. I can't wait to get more into all the things that King Arthur Flour is and does and the classes that they have and all of that knowledge that's right there at our fingertips.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
We also want to thank our sponsors for bringing this edition of Food for Thought to you. That would be Express Jewelry Center at 44 North Main Street in Concord, featuring elegant and affordable jewelry, as well as precision repair. Integrity Health Coaching Solutions at integrityfit.com, your coaching solutions company. Red Arrow Diner in Manchester, Milford, and on Monday in Londonderry. Belmont Hall at 718 Grove Street in Manchester. Top quality foods made fresh. New England Coffee, the official coffee of Food for Thought. And Celeste Oliva at 75 South Main Street in Concord, your source for the freshest premium extra virgin olive oils and balsamic vinegars. So yes, we have a fantastic show lined up for today.
We definitely do. And joining us in the second hour, we're going to be joined by Kim, the deviled egg, as some of you may remember. He's going to come in and he's doing, Kim does this kind of, he's a foodie and he does strange cooking ideas, and he's doing engine cooking today.
Engine cooking. Okay.
Yes,
all right.
In his car.
Mm-hmm.
So
I love it.
We will.
Sounds like my kind of guy.
He's going to bring in. That's
all
in the
right.
Second hour. So.
Good.
So yes. Did you see this new gadget I got? I got it in the mail, and it is the coolest thing ever.
You got a gadget in the mail?
I did.
Okay. What is it?
And this is not going to be under the useless gadgets. It is one of these. Look at this. It's Sriracha to go.
Oh, I thought that was, I'm thinking you're excited about the carabiner. Let me describe this for you, folks. She's got what normally, most of us would carry around sunscreen, this little, finger-sized bottle of something. And it's attached to a carabiner, so you can attach it to your belt loop or whatever
your
you need to,
your
pocketbook, however you're going to carry this around. Most people would carry sunscreen, maybe bug repellent to make sure they're safe. Carol is carrying around Sriracha sauce. That is fantastic and amazing.
I love Sriracha, although I think my new life is probably going to be Mano Fuel hot sauces.
Yes.
That's kind of the same idea that he's coming out with, his little sample sizes.
And I embrace the carabiner idea, but again, I like my little pocket protector. Pocket protectors could make a comeback.
It's
those
true.
Those could be fashionable again
of
if
course.
You have this
I don't know if they can be fashionable
think
again.
Think about this. If you have, you kind of embrace your inner nerd and you have the pocket protector, but then you've got a little bottle of hot sauce. You're a hot nerd.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
Gosh.
It might work.
Yeah, but do you wear stuff with pockets?
Well, no, I don't. That's why
I know.
It's safe to recommend doing this. I can't ever get roped into doing so. Those would be the guys. Who wants to just have boring pens and the usual, business card, whatever in your pocket? You'd be memorable. That would be more memorable than a business card.
It would be.
What are you more likely to remember? Somebody's business card or somebody who carries around hot sauce in their pocket?
And Mario, he's probably going to make a hit with that.
Absolutely.
And that's exactly what he said he was going to. Yes. Oh, yeah.
Or necklace, those of us who like to wear pendants.
Yeah, well,
little pendant. Oh, that could almost go on your,
Oh, my gosh.
You just have to make sure it's fastened securely, you know, the bottle opening so that you're not going to.
I got my sriracha to go.
I tell you, that makes you even more memorable.
It does.
Yes.
Oh, we have someone on the line. This is an old listener, and he's actually
a former listener.
A former listener. Well, I mean, yeah, former listener.
Yes.
When it was, you know, the taste buds. When it was the taste buds.
Yes.
And he is actually the other half of the deviled egg. Although he travels a lot now out west and stuff. So, hi, Craig. How are you?
Hi, everybody. Top of the afternoon to you.
Top of the afternoon to you too. How have you been?
Been very busy, as you mentioned just before, about being out west a lot.
Yes.
Because of some medical issues with my father, who's, you know, 92. So we get out there, especially during the summers, but we get out there during the winter a couple of times as well. But I also wanted to say to you guys that I talked to Kim, and if Carol, if you can remember, I brought an issue up way back about cooking sandwiches on the engine when you're traveling.
Oh, and yes, I do remember.
So, yeah, so Kim has taken it to a different level.
Uh-oh. And do you know what he's bringing?
It's really good. And I just got off the phone with him.
Oh.
And actually, he's headed your way. So.
Okay, I can't wait. I'm a little nervous, Craig.
How are you, Carol?
I'm very good, thank you. Yes, the show is now full-time, so that's very exciting. And Londonderry's opening up next week, so that's even more exciting. And it's just, everything's going great. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad to hear that.
I wanted to
call in and just say hello real quick. And I might call back in when Kim's on the line, but I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to make it in time because I'm going to the doctor's, and I'm not sure if I'm going to get out in time.
Okay, well, if we hear from you, we do. If we don't, we don't. Call in another day, Craig.
Absolutely. Well,
okay.
I wish your show really good luck, and I really like the live aspect of that.
Thank you. The live aspect? We've always been live.
We're just more lively, maybe.
I meant it in the terms you have an audience.
Oh, yes, you're right. Live audience. Yes, you are very correct. Yes, we have a live audience here now. So anytime you want to come and have lunch with us down at Midtown, you can watch the show at the same time. Yes.
All right. Sounds good.
You've got to see my new studio.
I'll probably take you up on that.
There you go. All right. I'll see you soon, Craig.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. And Tyler's joining us.
Hello, Mom.
Tyler is in the house.
How you guys doing?
Very good. How are you?
Very good. Very good.
I bet it wasn't hard to get you to come in on King Arthur Flower Day,
of course,
knowing
not.
That there
I
was
have been here
cupcakes.
Earlier. I was at Giro spot down the street.
Ooh.
I know.
You
I
were at where?
A Giro spot. Giro spot.
Now,
Giro spot.
Giro spot.
Gyro.
Yeah, I've heard people pronounce it all different ways.
Sorry.
I try to do. I'm with you though. I think it's Giro, but
isn't it Giro?
G spot.
Maybe.
Oh, G spot. G-spot. That's what they say. That they do. That's what they call it.
All right. On that note, why don't we?
I think we're going to take a break.
That's a great idea.
We're going to take a break, and Jeannie is going to be up in the atrium talking with Melanie from King Arthur Flower and what she has to offer. And then a little bit later on, Tyler's probably going to take a hand upstairs talking to some customers. And we'll stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back to Food for Thought with Carol. And joining me is Jeannie Lester, and also Tyler's in the house. And we are live at the Beacon Building today in downtown Manchester. And it's pretty lively up in the atrium right now. We have King Arthur Flower joining us today. And you can check them out on the web at kingarthurflower.com. And they are up there decorating cupcakes. And Melanie is here. Melanie Wanders is here from King Arthur Flower. And you can come in and you can actually decorate your own cupcake. There's all kinds of decorations on her table and frostings. I think she said she had there's three different frostings up there, I think. And so I'm going to let Jeannie take it away so she can chat with Melanie a little bit. So Jeannie, take it away.
All right. Well, I am excited to be up here and talking with Melanie Wanders. Melanie received her culinary arts and management degrees from the Culinary Institute of America. But Melanie, as I looked into a little more of your background with culinary arts, it got increasingly difficult to pronounce some of the experiences you have. Can you tell us briefly some of your background and history with culinary arts?
Sure. During my time at school, I did an internship out at Chez Panisse in Berkeley, California. They focus on organic ingredients and kind of using heirloom seeds and things like that. So it was really interesting to see. And then once I finished up with school, I moved up to this area and worked at L.A. Burdick Chocolates down in Walpole, New Hampshire, where I met my husband, who's a German master pastry chef. And we ended up going back to Germany and working in his parents' shop. So they have a cafe and pastry shop in Germany, about 250 seats. And then in a very roundabout way, we decided we were going to come back to the U.S. and open our own shop. So we opened our own artisan chocolate shop in Metro D.C. for 6 years before kind of coming back here again to be home with our family.
Wow, we'll talk about an amazing pairing. I mean, the skills that you and your husband bring together when it comes to culinary arts must be a lot of fun and something that people love to taste. But so in your time at King Arthur Flour, you've kind of, is there one particular area that you've focused on more than others?
I tend to stick with the pastry side of things. We kind of branch out into breads and pastries, and so I tend to stick with the pastry side of things. And kind of focus on cake decorating, croissants, things like that.
Beautiful. Okay, so what are we going to be doing for folks today that want to decorate?
Sure. So I thought I would bring a couple different flavors of cupcakes and frostings and fillings so that people could kind of try to get their favorite pairing together. So we have some dark chocolate cupcakes, some vanilla bean cupcakes, different fillings. We have some lemon curd, a raspberry jam, and a hazelnut chocolate spread. And then we have an American style vanilla buttercream and a kind of a more European style Italian chocolate meringue buttercream.
Okay, so I mean those flavors sound very nice and certainly beyond what we would do normally at home, but I would imagine they're easy to produce at home.
They are. All of these recipes are very kind of user friendly and are easy to put together. So
okay, and now let's see, and what is your name, young lady?
Janine Mativier.
All right, so Janine, are you up for doing some decorating here?
Yes, I am.
So if you would like to fill your cupcake, we have a little cupcake corer here, so you can just kind of, there you go, so you know what you're doing.
I love the cup. Now, what we're talking about, a cupcake corer, is something that looks about the size of your thumb, and it just drills a little hole into the cupcake so that you can put a filling in there. And Janine is stabbing
cool.
her cupcake with a corer. Oh, and you twist it to, and then you eat the filling just like it's a munchkin.
Yum.
Or the little piece that comes out. Yeah.
As you're getting started.
Well, I'll make one for my husband.
Sure. Okay, it looks like they're having fun already just with the stabbing of the cupcakes here.
All right, I'm going to put a little lemon curd in mine, a little bright on a cold day.
That sounds very good.
You know, lemon curd, I never realized that you can use lemon curd. Like, she's using it like as a frosting or a filling?
A filling, yep. So the lemon curd is going inside. She's got a vanilla cupcake. She did a hole in the center of the cupcake and is piping in some lemon curd.
Now, does she do the hole from the top, and then you would frost
from
it
the top?
Ah,
and we're going to top.
Okay,
we're going to frost
sense.
Right over the top of that. And oh, okay. And it looks like Janine filled hers with some chocolate
Ooh,
filling in the middle.
I bet that's for Uncle Bert.
She didn't. She chose not to answer that one.
Yeah, I'm going to start on the outside. I'm going to make a rotation all the way around, and then when I get almost to the point that I started, then I'll make a smaller revolution in the center and then end kind of with a little star on top.
Okay, so what they're doing is the tips that are on the pastry bags, of course, are those beautiful designer star tips, and just by circling around the top of the cupcake, they're making something that looks just beautiful, and it looks like a bakery cupcake.
Very nice. I hope you're making me one, Jeannie.
I'm sure. We're making you a few.
Oh, yeah, a few, sure.
Confetti's. The nice thing about this sparkling sugar is that it stays sparkly and won't melt into the frosting, so it's really nice also for baking. And I also have, since I have some lemon curd in mine, I'm going to put a little bit of the lemon-flavored sugar on mine.
Okay, lemon flavored sugar.
Yes, and it's beautiful. It is a pale yellow, and there's almost a little sparkle to it. And that's what's nice about many of the toppings up here. There are different colored, what did you call them, Melanie? Are they crystallized sugars?
Sparkling sugar.
Sparkling sugar. And it does. So it doesn't just meld into the rest of the frosting. It stands out and really makes it look like we've done something amazing here.
And even through baking. So you could put them on top of sugar cookies, so you wouldn't actually have to decorate sugar cookies with frosting, or on top of muffins, scones, things like that.
And so they're available in all those different colors? Because I'm looking, you've got almost a fuchsia there. I mean, there's a hot pink and an aqua blue and a peachy color.
They are. We usually change with the season. So around the holidays, you'll see red, white, and green. And then during the spring, we have nice, bright colors like these.
Beautiful. They're beautiful. See, and people are having fun just with the decorating. It gets less about what we're actually going to consume and more about the decorating.
They're having fun.
So let me see. Now, having Janine, let me ask you, having done just a couple of cupcakes now, is this something that you that gets you excited about? Maybe I'm going to start doing something like this at home?
Yes, I am. Maybe at Belmont Hall.
There you go. That would be a beautiful thing. It's neat because it does, there are things that are certainly attainable for home and make things much more fun and very interactive. You know, yes, little kids could do it, and there are, people are doing parties now that are interactive, or they're themed parties. This would be a great party to have, not only for kids, but for, you know, adults or any kind of a party, you could do this set up like a cupcake bar and have people participate and watch how much fun it is to get into it and act like a kid again.
That is a great
exactly.
idea.
Exactly. And the nice thing for the host is that everything can be made ahead of time. So it's really just having fun once everybody gets there.
Beautiful.
Yeah, like a dinner party. That's a different idea. You can have all your little toppings on little dishes, and it's just something different.
It is, and what I like on my side, because we all know that I don't particularly enjoy complicated gadgetry or thousands
of
steps.
Useless
or
gadgets.
Yes, yes. This doesn't look overwhelming. We've got the little corer again.
That is like, way cool.
It is. It's thumb size to make that hole in the middle of the cupcake, and the pastry bags, which you have to use again and again, and the tips. I mean, it's not an overwhelming assortment of things that you would need to make this fun.
Right. And, you know, for those of you that are just tuning in, you are listening to WTPL-FM, The Pulse, 107.7, Food for Thought. We are live at the Beacon Building in downtown Manchester. And we have King Arthur Flower in house with us, and we are doing, people up in the atrium having lunch at Midtown Cafe are decorating their own cupcakes, and it's they're all having a blast upstairs.
Absolutely, yes. And we got a rousing delicious from the corner table as well. So not only is it fun, it's fun to play with your food. Now, Melanie, what are you finding that people enjoy the most about? I mean, right here, we're just doing kind of a simple demonstration of decorating cupcakes. But, of course, at the institute, I don't want to call it an institute because that sounds very wrong. But the cooking classes that you have at King Arthur, what are some of the things that people really tend to gravitate toward?
Sure. So at the Baking Education Center at King Arthur, I would say kind of our most popular classes are things that you see every day. So baguettes, making sourdough bread at home, making croissants, learning how to make cakes from scratch and the frostings and how to frost and things like that. So I think things that people can do at home on a regular basis. So they come to learn from us, and then it's a skill that they can use throughout the rest of their life, really.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, because just as we saw the folks doing here, and all you gave were a couple of simple instructions as far as how to do that frosting and to start at this end, and just having the right tools seems like it would make it much more enticing for people to do. I'm sure you found that to be the case. Well, we are going to take a quick break, but stay tuned. There'll be more Food for Thought when we come back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Hey, welcome back to Food for Thought. We are live at the Beacon Building, and there's all kinds of stuff going on upstairs in the atrium. It's like so fun. There's lots of people up there decorating their cupcakes, and we have King Arthur Flower joining us today. And let's welcome in the studio Melanie Wanders from King Arthur Flower. Welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Yeah, we're so glad that you came down, and you have this great setup upstairs, and it's really interesting. And you know what I want to ask you? Lemon curd. You know, I'm always intrigued, but I've never tasted lemon curd. I'm very excited to taste it. I mean, when I think of lemon curd, I just think of it being, what is lemon curd anyway, actually? What is it? I mean, when you think of curd, you think of curdle, and then it's sour.
Sure. Yeah. So it's basically sugar and lemon juice mixed together with egg yolks and then cooked until it thickens. So the egg yolks is actually the thickener in it. So it's kind of a lemon pudding, if you will, without the dairy part, but the eggs to thicken it.
Wow. See, I always am intrigued when I see a jar of lemon curd. I'm always like, what is that stuff? I've never, ever tasted it. So I'm anxious to taste that.
But yeah, and then
and
think
I
about
love lemon.
The pairings. You do?
Yeah. I do.
So just having that be able to pipe into the middle of
yes.
a cupcake or... What are some of the other one that I was wondering about, you had a bag there of, I believe it was like a jam... And is it just straight jam?
It was
strawberry
yes.
jam. Okay,
yep,
so you can put just a
jam.
Little raspberry jam in the middle, and then frost it. You could do the chocolate raspberry combination, or
exactly, really any jam. So cherry jam. We used to do a pina colada cupcake with pineapple jam in the center, and then toasted coconut on top. So there's really so many variations you
there
could
is.
Do.
I mean, you can. It's endless, really, when you think about it.
Exactly.
You know?
What I found fascinating as I kind of was looking more into what King Arthur Flour is, because it's not just that bag of flour, is not only, I'm sure we'll get into this a little bit too, but not only are there so many different variations of flour and all the stuff that goes into it that I just didn't realize, but going back to the cooking classes, there are all different levels of classes available. And there was a cooking for kids. And that's what makes me think of, you know, just the demonstration you did for us today. It was fun, but it was simple enough not to be overwhelming. It's something that the average baker could do. But you also have professional level cooking classes for those that really want to refine their skills or get into a particular art. Is there a tendency, do you see a swelling to one group or another, or is it pretty well spread out across whether it's the home baker, cooking for kids, or professional level folks that are taking the classes?
I think it's pretty well spread out, but I think it's great to see the number of kids that are really interested in cooking and kind of knowing where their food comes from and learning how to do it themselves. And so we, you know, in our kids' classes, they're making the same things that adults make, kind of sometimes in an easier way, but they're making rolls by hand and they're making pizza by hand, and cookies and things like that. And we have kids' classes where they can come with a parent. So if they're very small, you can start, you know, 4 or 5 years old and then work all the way up, into the teenage years. We have classes throughout vacation weeks.
Must be busy during vacation week, I bet.
They are. So we have one-time classes for them, or they can come for a whole week.
Oh, my
where
goodness.
Taking classes
so like
every
a,
day.
A baking camp.
Exactly. Yes.
That is so cool. Well, you know what it reminds me of? You know, I've been seeing commercials. I haven't actually watched the show, but on the Food Network with Duff with the kids.
Yes.
You know, they're doing this big finale thing. Do you see the stuff they're making?
I saw it. Like just one episode, and these kids are turning out dishes that would put me to shame.
It's
I
crazy.
Mean, yes.
Yeah. But that's really exciting, though, that the kids are, you know, liking it, like you said, and they're really getting into it. And, you know, I never knew how to make rolls when I was a kid.
I still don't know how to make rolls because it involves yeast. that kills it for
a
baker.
Do you have a yeast phobia?
I do, and it's born out of two bad experiences,
phobia.
But I like that. And maybe I have yeast phobia syndrome. I mean, is there a class to get me past that? Because when I was in my 20s, and I decided, okay, every young woman needs to know how to make bread. And I tried to make bread, and I committed half a day to trying to make bread, and it was not pleasant. It did not turn out well. I mean, it you have to have it in a temperature-controlled place, and it has to rise the right amount, and then you have to punch it, smack it, and then let it rise again, smack it down. And then at the end, I had a tough, icky product.
Oh.
So it just – I would love to be able to make – because there's nothing like the smell of bread baking.
That's true. And when you were having a tough time, that would have been a good time to call our baker's hotline.
Good idea. Yes. I think that's a good thing for people to know, and not just for Thanksgiving or the time that people really kind of get in a panic, but tell me about what the baker's hotline is.
Yes, so it's a service that we offer through King Arthur Flour. It's staffed by professional bakers 7 days a week, especially during the holidays. I think it's open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. during the holidays, so when you really need help. But you can reach us by phone, ask any questions that you have. If you're kind of in a baking crisis, we can help you work through that, or just to chat about baking. We also have a chat service so that you can kind of chat real time as you're
chat
in the kitchen with
a baker.
Us.
That would be fantastic. That
it's
is so
very
neat.
Cool. And you know, the number is 855-371-BAKE, B-A-K-E. So that's very cool. You know, we at the diner, I own the Red Arrow, and we bake all of our stuff there on premises. And we were one time having a problem with the cakes not being moist enough. And because I get the King Arthur Flour catalog and stuff. I love King Arthur Flour. And we called the baker's hotline. And they helped her through. And it was some product to add to the cake mix, you know, to the recipe or, you know, and to make, I don't remember what it was. I'm not a baker. I have baking phobia. So, but yeah, we used it and it's great. It's great. I tell people that a lot of times.
See, I think we do need to have you, before this is through, get up and at least do a cupcake, because you have said when we've talked about baking before, you have shared, Carol, that you do not have, yes, that you do not have a love for baking. You have baking phobia. It's messy. It's now what's going on up there is not all that messy. It's pretty.
But you know
contained.
What? I was watching Melanie get ready.
Yeah.
And that was just, you know, with the pastry bag. I actually used to decorate cakes.
Did
I used to
you
do wedding
really?
Cakes and everything. I did. So I, but you know, it's the bags and then you've got to clean them out. And, well, actually you throw them. I did the parchment bags, but, it's a lot of work. And it's
me
messy.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm a neat cook. I'm not like a messy cook. I have to clean, you know, and the thought of like rolling out dough and the flour all over the place. Forget it. Forget it. Just not for me. But let's talk about King Arthur Flour, the store, because I've been up to the store, and
yes,
I just think it's so. When I walked in there, I was just like, oh, I love kitchen stores and you know stores like that. King Arthur Flour has like everything in there. They have gadgets and you know food processors. I mean everything. There's everything there, and every cake pan imaginable is in there. And you know you were talking about sugars upstairs. Like how many different kinds of sugars do you have?
A lot.
A lot.
I haven't counted, but I know there's a whole
there
rack dedicated
is. There
to
is
them.
So many different kinds. I was trying to explain to you, Jeannie, about it, and you were all surprised too, because I think a lot of people, mm-hmm. like Jeannie said, think that it's King Arthur flour and it's flour,
right?
And it's not just flour. But you know, it's funny because I've been talking about you coming now for a few weeks, mm-hmm. and it's so amazing how many people say that is the only flour I use. It's the best flour, because you know now, because I think there was a time not too long ago that you couldn't buy it in the grocery store, but now you can.
You can, yes.
Right.
No, I believe we're in all 50 states now, so you can get us across the country.
Yeah, but I think that's kind of fairly new, right? Mm-hmm. That, yes, because I always would get your popover box, and then all of a sudden it's in the grocery store. I was like, no way. So cool. So,
yes.
Yeah.
And it's neat because, as you've indicated, Carol, it's about the ingredients that you use. I mean, I'm sure, Melanie, that in your time as a pastry chef and in the things that you've done, all of your training, that it's dependent on using the best ingredients to produce a good product. What's interesting to me is even within that, obviously King Arthur is committed to great ingredients, but there are hard wheats and soft wheats in any kind of flour or the wheat protein is at different levels. So that,
right.
That's fascinating. Hard wheats are best for yeast leavened goods, which means I probably wouldn't be using them. Durum wheat is hard wheat that's ideal for pasta. And then soft wheats have less protein in them and are good for tender baked or soft baked goods. So
exactly.
Just really thinking about the components of flour.
It's amazing. I mean, there's so many different components to it. It's crazy, and it's messy. You didn't say that.
Yes. It is a little messy, but well worth the mess.
I guess so.
See, it's funny. We had, I don't know if you're a soup baker, Melanie.
I am.
You are?
Hmm. Yeah. Most people are.
Well,
Jeannie.
She's also not afraid of flour, Carol.
Well, I know. Well, she's a baker. Yes. She does.
We had, Melanie, we had this big discussion about the, how involved it is to make soup. And they've got me trying to make some, take a turkey carcass and boil it down for days and then take that product and cook your meat in it. And then you have to chop your vegetables and cook those in butter and then stick some garlic, which also you'd have to peel and chop, by the way. It's just, I mean, what a commitment.
And then just, make bread to go with it.
Oh, good night. That would put me right over the edge. You can just white jacket right there. No.
She's never made soup before. Don't you find that
never
strange? Never make soup? She's on a task. She has a task. She's coming in tomorrow with soup.
You know, we actually have a bread and soup supper class where you can come and actually make soup and bread together.
That's so cool.
I don't know if that sounds like inspiring to me or if that sounds like kind of a nightmare and I'm going to wake up in a sweat.
In 3 hours, you'll have dinner ready and you just go home and eat it.
That's pretty cool.
In 3 hours? Okay, so 3 hours is a moderate commitment. That's not too bad.
And we do the cleanup. That's the best part.
I'm in. Yeah, see, Carol, you could be baking if they're going to do the cleanup too.
That's true. This is true.
I will check out that soup. And
we need to check out some of those classes.
That sounds
I think
like
that would be really
idea.
Fun. That would be really fun.
Yes.
But the other thing I wanted to point out with the store, when you go in, I mean, you have all, you know, most of your product. Well, I don't think you have so many products. I don't think you have them all in the store, right? I mean, most of them maybe, or?
We have a lot.
You have a lot. I mean, there's a lot.
The catalog and online and things like that. So there's a really wide range of things that you can find.
Right, right. And then you also have which I really thought was cool. You have like that section where a baker is making something and you can ask them questions and, you know, it's pretty cool. There's like, you know, there's like a whole like kind of a demo area going on most of the time.
Yes. We have our own demo kitchen in the back where we're always baking. And so you can come in and sample what we're making and talk to different bakers and kind of get your questions answered there too.
Right. And then you have the cafe. Can we talk a little bit about the cafe?
Sure.
So what can people expect if they walk? Like, because, I mean, do people, like, do you have, like, regular customers in the area that come and eat at the cafe or drink coffee at the cafe? Or
we do. So we're located in Norwich, Vermont, which is right across the river from Hanover and Dartmouth College. So we have locals that come in for coffee, a croissant, Danish, things like that. In the morning, we also have different breakfast sandwiches and porridge and things like that. And then in the afternoon, we have hot lunches, kind of salads to go, sandwiches to go, different things like that, along with the whole pastry case. So we have cakes for special occasions, but then also kind of individual desserts that you can take with you, cookies, bars, things like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's big up there. I mean, you have like a whole campus of things going on up there.
Yeah, and we also do Pizza Friday, so you can call in and put in your pizza order and then just stop by and pick it up so you can have
Oh,
fun.
Wow.
That's cool.
I'm
I think we need to do our show. We need to do our show from there sometime.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't that be fun? Right up in the store?
That would be great. We would love to have you.
Oh, my gosh. It would be so fun. I think that would be great.
Yeah. It is. And there would be plenty to talk about because, as you said, there's so much to discover. I mean, we could spend an hour just on the it's not crystallized sugar.
Sparkling sugar.
I bet they have crystallized sugar, though, don't you?
We probably do.
Because I'm telling you, there's so many different sugars. Every time I get your catalog, it's like I love when I get that in the mail. It's like, oh, and I don't like to flip. I like to have plenty of time and, you know, sit in my chair and I love to look through it. I just, and it does inspire me to maybe want to bake a little bit, but no, I don't. But, all right. Well, I think that Melanie, you're going to be going back upstairs and help people with some cupcakes.
Sounds
good. I'm going to go up in a little bit and try my hand at it.
Yay.
And you are listening to Food for Thought. We're live at the Beacon Building, 814 Elm Street. We'd love to welcome you down and come and decorate a cupcake with King Arthur flour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.